Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Do you think your son, who needs rent $800 this month or he's going to be out on the street, is more interested in a donut recipe or how to make money for his rent? This is Michael Sunoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's an hour-long recording with John. He's been sealing driveways part-time for the last 20 years. He had called me because he ordered Jeff Paul's product off of television on how to make money sitting at your kitchen table in your underwear, and he said there was a lot of material there. It was quite overwhelming for him, and he had some ideas of creating his own information product. In this pretty detailed recording, John and I go back and forth, and I'm showing him step-by-step exactly how he wants to position himself, how he can use his own expertise and his father's expertise with a combined 40 years of sealing driveways to create and turn that information into an information product that he can sell.
Good afternoon, John.
Hey, John, it's Michael Sunoff.
Are you kidding me? Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Excited right now.
Good. I just got your email.
I'm busy here at my J-O-B.
No problem. All right, let's start from the beginning. Tell me your name.
My name is John.
All right, John. Now, what is it I can help you with about Jeff Paul? Just tell me the situation here.
Okay, right now, with all the information that I received, I am going crazy on what to put where.
Did you order something from Jeff Paul?
I received this package. Yes, I did.
What package did you order?
How to make money sitting at your kitchen table in your underwear.
Okay. I'm familiar with that. That was one of his first products. And is this the first time you've been exposed to him?
Yes.
Have you been exposed to any of his other marketing stuff before?
No, but I've tried different things along the course.
How did you find out about the Jeff Paul stuff originally?
Info commercial.
You saw it on TV?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you got it at a great price because that infomercial was way after he was selling it for a few hundred dollars. So it's like 40-something bucks.
$29.99.
Great. So you received that package in the mail, and you know what? I've ordered it off TV, too, myself, because it's such a great price, and the material in there is solid. He's got a great record.
That's where I'm going crazy.
So where are you going crazy?
There's so much material in there. No way to grab the right one. I have my ideas. I already did certain things to get that ready. And my next step is to put him out there.
What do you want to do? What kind of ideas do you have?
The first one that I have already typed up is a homemade secret donut recipe. I'm going to try with something small.
So you want to create your own information product?
I have them in my head already, yeah.
All right, so the idea is you want to sell information. You're sold on that idea about selling information?
Every time I listen to your tape, something new pops up. Yesterday, I wanted to be a consultant.
Okay, great. Well, information, there's nice margins in it. It's paper and ink. You don't have the inventory. And there's so many advantages. As you know, I feel pretty strongly about it, and that's what I do. I sell information.
Do you prefer consulting?
I prefer the information where I don't have to be physically involved, you know?
Same here.
We only have so many hours in the day. If I can sell a donut recipe a million times for a dollar, and I don't have to deal with the customers or do any of it, and it's all set up on an automatic system, I don't mind managing people who are doing all the daily activities and watching the business. I'd rather do that. Consulting is great because there's such a high margin, and if you do it right, you can get some great accounts with some great potential for growth by looking for the hidden assets, probably you've heard me talk about.
The guy with the cheese stick, I just listened to him.
Yeah, the string cheese guy. All that was really the demonstration on how to use that opportunity analysis, how to take the business through his business and trying to find out where the hidden assets were. Now, that string cheese guy, he didn't have a lot of hidden assets in his business. He would not be someone I would ideally want to consult with because he was somewhat of a startup.
From what I heard, you took care of that damn good.
I sold him on the idea of doing a USP project, and that's something he did need to do. But I'm telling you, there's easier accounts out there. There's easier businesses that you can help that could make your life easier and probably make you a lot more money than his business. But it was really an example to demonstrate on how you can ask a series of questions for any business, really get into the nitty-gritty of the business, see what they're doing, and find out where the money is.
I mentioned trying these different things on, not marketing or consulting, other things, buying real estate with no money down and stuff like that. And my wife's seen me go through the years of not doing anything. She hasn't backed or helped me. I don't want to know a thing about it. Do what you have to do. Don't be spending money that doesn't need to be. I'm trying to do it as low budget as possible.
I can relate. So over the years, is that been your pattern? Like a lot of people, you'll try different things, or you'll order courses, and you just won't get moving on implementing some of the stuff, or you'll give it a little bit of a try and nothing will happen, or what?
I really never really ordered a course. I just pick it up from someone that didn't do it, and I try to run with it. I did get a house with no money down, and we moved in.
Oh, that's great.
But I got out of it in 6 months, and it's a little too high for me.
Did you use, like, the Carlton Sheets method?
Yes, Dave Delgado or something.
Yeah, Dave Delgado. He was great. I love those infomercials. I ordered his stuff off TV, too.
Now, I have a product that I'm working on myself. I do driveway sealing.
You do driveway sealing?
Yeah, part-time. I'm almost at the phase where I'm going to tape myself and put it on DVD. Have everything else, step-by-step, how to start your own business.
Doing driveway sealing.
You got it. Then I get to the point, how do you throw it out there at what price? That with research.
Well, you'd be selling a business opportunity. Let's talk a little bit about your business. How long have you been doing the driveway sealing?
21 years, I do it.
How'd you get started with it?
My father taught me.
Are you sealing it with asphalt or like a clear sealant?
Like paint, driveway sealant.
What do you charge to do a job?
That all depends, 10 to 14 cents a square foot.
All right, so an average driveway, what are you going to make?
230, 240.
Profit?
Maybe 200 profit, yeah.
So the materials are nothing. How do you get your account?
Advertisement. Just, I do want to put a sign up that says driveway sealed by John, and that's it.
And where are you located again?
Massachusetts.
Will this work on any asphalt driveway, any cement driveway?
Asphalt only. That's in my papers. Asphalt or blacktop.
All right, where would you advertise to get your business over all these years? How have you been getting all your business?
No, it's not full-time. It's part-time. Word of mouth and the sign that I put in the people's front lawn.
And that's it?
Yep. We did a whole street before. Everyone, all you've seen is yellow buckets.
All right, you can knock on doors and do a direct sale, and then you work the referrals.
I can also put a big headline, how I made $600 in a day, in half a day.
All right, well, I'm just trying to get an idea how you've done it part-time over the 20 years. How many driveways have you sealed over the last 20 years?
The 100, maybe a little more.
About 100 of them?
Yeah.
So if you need some extra cash, you'll go out there on demand. Can you go out today or tonight and go prospect and get a couple jobs?
I should have no problem doing that.
If you wanted to and you got off your butt and whether you started knocking on doors or whatever, you can go make yourself $400 or $500 a day sealing driveways.
Yeah.
And would you need any special equipment?
You need the mixes and all the other stuff. Yeah, I have all the materials wrote down.
Do you mix everything on your truck or at home?
Right at the site.
So you mix it all right there. Do you need a special truck?
Something that can carry the driveway seal off there in 5 gallon buckets.
So you order the sealer from a supplier, you do the mixing right there, and you've got like a trowel and some tools to seal it, right?
A drill with a mixer on it. Yeah, stuff right from one hardware shop, and I get 10% off.
So you've got 5 gallon buckets of this stuff. How far will this stuff go? Like if you're going out in a day and you've got all your materials on your truck, how many driveways can you do without having to go back and replenish everything?
You have to go back. It depends on the size and how old it is. Because if it's an older driveway, you need to put more down. Instead of using 3 or 4, you might need 5 or 6 buckets.
And how many gallons in a bucket?
5 gallons in a bucket.
So you may need 20 gallons for a driveway.
Oh, 20, yeah, easy. We've done them with 14 buckets.
So what's this material cost, the buckets?
Anywhere from 12 to 14.
So if you need something with 10 buckets, you got $240 right in your materials, and that doesn't include your labor. What are you going to charge for a driveway like that?
Depends. You got to measure it and do all that stuff and add all that.
So your margins aren't that huge.
I think there's a big markup on them.
There is a big markup?
I think it is.
What's the average driveway? How many buckets is it going to take? So what are your material costs?
About 3 buckets, you're going to make about $240.
Are you going to make $240 and then minus the cost of your materials?
Yeah, you're probably going to end up right around $170, $165 profit per that hour and a half, 2 hours.
Now, can you have all your material to do that 2-bucket job right on site without going back?
Piece of cake, 3 buckets.
So the average driveway, you go out, you land a job, you got enough materials on your truck to mix it, to seal it, to get paid, and you're done. So you could probably do without going back. I'm just looking at the hassle factor. Let's say you're 10 miles away from where all your materials are.
They store them at the store, which is cool.
They'll store them at the store for you?
I buy them by the pallet, and they'll just put it aside. Just 32 in a pallet.
What kind of person do you think would be able to do this business?
Anybody. I've taught my wife, my kid, brother, 3 friends. They know how to do it.
Did they ever go get jobs themselves?
No, they went with me. Paying $10 an hour.
What's the pitch? Like, if you knocked on my door and I opened the door and you're sitting there and I know there's cracks in my driveway or something, what are you going to say to me?
I haven't did that yet. I haven't went cold calling.
So you've never done any cold calling?
Nope.
How'd you get your first account?
I got a call from my father, and he said, hey, can you help me? He said, sure, I helped him. He showed me how to do it. Next thing you know, hey, I got this person. Do you want it? He gave me his customers, and it just took off from there.
Was your dad in the business?
Yes.
How long did he do it?
He'll do it today.
Has he been sealing driveways for years?
Yes.
Part-time or full-time?
Part-time. It was his business, landscaping and driveway sealing.
Okay, that's great.
Now, I'm spinning off of it, going to say, I'm thinking already landscape companies say, hey, I can improve your business in the fall and the spring by X-Fo.
Absolutely, that's right. That's what you can do. I was just kind of analyzing the product. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great opportunity for anybody. Do they need any kind of special license to do this?
I hope not. Never had one. Put a sign, driveway sealed by Scott.
Okay, great. This is kind of like what I used to do in the earlier days. I used to put address numbers on curbs. And the door viewers, putting the door viewers in the doors. That's something that you can teach anybody to do.
I have my son, his girlfriend, they had a kid at a young age. They're 20. The child was born in October last year. And matter of fact, last night he called me, and he found a studio for $800 a month where he's living. He can't come up with the first month, last month. And he doesn't make that kind of money. It's just for a studio. I'm saying, I'm coming down this Friday. I want to talk to you.
And he's 20 years old?
Yeah. So I'm going down this Friday to go talk to him.
Why don't you guys go knock on some doors and do some cold calling?
I'm bringing all my information because my father's there, too. I want to have him go over my kit before I put it out.
I think it's a great product. I really do. And you haven't even done it aggressively. Just with a little bit of effort, doing some direct sales, knocking on the doors, or you can even use a direct mail letter. I can show you how, let's say you scoped out a neighborhood that had a lot of potential driveways, old driveways.
That's in my head. I'm going crazy. I go by these multi-million-dollar homes in the town that I go through to come to work. They need it.
Here's what you do. Let's say you find a neighborhood that's got a few hundred houses or 100 houses, and then instead of mailing, you know, you're going to drop 50 cents a letter if you're mailing, and that could get expensive, but you get the people who deliver the flyers, like the pizza flyers, and there's all kinds of companies who do delivery of flyers and door hangers. They distribute paper. You see what I'm saying? They hire a crew and they go put it on the door. Now, I've tested this. What you do is you make up a number 10 envelope and you have your sales letter that sells the service of having their driveway sealed. And that is a whole other subject in itself, getting the right simple one-page letter that sells the service.
I have a question and answers. Went over with my father over the phone.
All right, so you have that letter, and then you fold it into a white number 10 envelope, and you hire these guys to distribute it, and you may pay them $90 a thousand. So they'll distribute your letter that you put and had folded, and you have it all set up with like a print house or whatever. No stamp, nothing on the outside of the letter, just a blank white envelope, and you have them drop it right on the front door.
So I got to find these companies that do that.
Yeah, if you see a house that has a door hanger or a flyer on the door, call the pizza company or call the stucco company and say, who does your flyer distribution? And then get the guy who does it and then say, I saw your flyer. I'm looking to have some distribution done. And they'll canvas different neighborhoods on different days. So you just talk to the guy and you say, look, I'm willing to bring you on and have you do some distributing for me. And let them test 1,000 for you. Don't do 5,000 because you want to make sure the guy delivers the thing, first of all. Because let's say for about $150, you can get 1,000 letters out. How many deals do you need? And you got a whole neighborhood right there.
Now, this isn't for me to sell it. This is my instructions on how to, correct?
If you want to use it for yourself, or you could put this in the kit with your selling information product, what you want to sell is a turnkey system that shows the buyer of your business opportunity how they can get all the accounts in any neighborhood at any time they want and go out and make $500 a day every day sealing driveways.
I get you.
So really, what are they buying? They want something turnkey. They want something proven, and they want to be able to do it without outlaying a lot of cash. That's going to be a lot better than knocking on doors. People don't want to knock on doors. You want to show them a way that they can get accounts without lifting a finger, and by them stuffing the envelopes, having the letter that you've already had.
Like me.
I'm just trying to give you a real low-cost way before you got to outweigh 50 cents a letter going through the mail. You just drop it out. And you heard the thing. The key is a blank white envelope. What the hell is this? They're going to pick it up, the curiosity factor. They open it up, hard-hitting headline and a simple letter introducing the benefits of sealing your driveway. You'll be in the neighborhood on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 4th and 5th, to schedule your home. Free estimate or whatever. That's exactly right.
Then I'll have to sell them if they like it. Right now, I think I'm a little confused. I have my information how to do it step by step. Okay, that's the information kit I was going to put in the newspaper and landscape magazine. How to seal driveway, free information, email and call this number. When they send it, I'm going to send them the question and answer. answer form along with an order form if they want to order it.
In Jeff Paul's stuff, you would recommend against that. You want to do a two-step. All right, so you have a publication you want to try and add in, and it's a landscaping publication?
It says landscape, yes.
Is it regional in your area?
Yes.
In a little display ad or a classified ad?
I didn't even look where I'm going to put it. I just seen the magazine that I want to run it in.
Okay, so you haven't checked price or anything?
No.
Well, you want to find out what the distribution of the magazine is. How many do they send out? So you want to get that number. How many do they send out? And don't let them fool you. They're going to tell you readership. Readership means they say they may send one out, but five people read it. You want to find out how many are printed and what's the distribution, not readership. Find out how long they've been in business. Find out, is it a paid circulation? Do people pay and buy the magazine? Or is it one of those freebies where they stick stacks of them anywhere and everywhere?
Like any design magazine you see, like People, you know, like that.
You may want to call some of the advertisers in there. Say, how is this magazine pulling for you? Getting calls from it. Does the advertising seem to work? But check out the publication, because the advertising can be expensive.
Oh, yeah, I've been looking at some of those.
They may charge you $300 or $400 just for an ad.
Yeah, one was 3 months for $4.55, a thing called Coffee House News. People put their advertising on it. The lady folds it up and puts it in shops in four regions around my town. Or you can go up to all her regions, which is 1,600.
You know, your idea about approaching a targeted list is going to be much more powerful. You can try the ads. But before I get off the subject, the Jeff Paul method is, let's say you choose that that is a good magazine and it's going to get a good distribution, and you're going to test out a small classified ad or a little display ad. It says something like, make $500 a day part-time sealing driveways. Call 24-hour recorded message, and then you have your phone number. Now, this is your automatic selling machine. So you have people call the 24-hour recorded message, and then you put your message up on a voicemail. All right? So people are calling it, and you're going to write out. And you should see all of this in the Jeff Paul material or follow what he does in some of the examples he gives you in the material. So you want to set up a 24-hour recorded message.
You're on that now.
All right. So this is John. Blah, blah, blah. How would you like to make $500 a day every day? Sealing driveways. You know, when I was broke at one time, my dad asked me to come help him. He had been landscaping and sealing driveways for 20 years, and he asked me to seal a driveway, and just by accident, he got me into the business. And for the last 20 years, I've been sealing driveways part-time, and here's what it's all about. I'd like to...
Hold on the message?
Yeah, you can have your message up to 60 to 90 seconds. Absolutely.
So you just leave, thank you for calling us for free information.
Let's pre-sell them while you can. Let them know a little bit about yourself. You got 60 90 seconds to talk to them and build some rapport.
They want to trust me.
Yeah. Just tell them a little bit about yourself and what you're doing, and you'd like to send them a report that goes over all the details of how I can show you how to make $500 a day sealing driveways part-time every day.
With that recording, is that just selling the whole
business? No, it's just selling them on leaving their name, their address, their phone number, and their zip code. You don't even have to ask them to leave their phone number. Just name and address so you can mail them this free report.
Okay, then after they get that, when it comes back, will be the next step.
Okay, your free report is your sales letter.
Question and answers.
Question and answers. What's in it for them? What are they going to get? Who are you? Why should they trust you? How long have you been doing? Is this system something that really works? Have you tested it? Do I have to go knock on doors? Do I have to do personal selling? Do I need a license? What kind of equipment do I need? Do I need a truck? Where do I get the stuff? You're going to show them how to do all that. You're going to answer every objection and every question they have about it, and then you're going to invite them to call you or order. Key is you're selling them to buy your information product that is going to teach them how to do it. So after they get that letter is selling them on the idea that they want John's how-to course. They're going to buy your product, just like you bought Jeff Paul's product off of TV. After they pay you the money for the product, $500 for the course or the seminar or whatever, the training that teaches them how to get into the driveway sealing business, they pay you for that and you ship them the product. So your product is what they're paying for.
I think that's where I'm losing it.
Okay, well, where are you confused?
I have my step-by-step directions how to do it all.
Okay, then that's your product.
Why you should, why you shouldn't. I have nice papers written up. Everything is truthful. I've done everything like it says.
If I have this in my hands, can I go start this business, or is this going to just tell me a little bit about the business and what's in it for me?
I'm going to walk you through step-by-step to do your driveway.
For me to do my driveway?
Not to start a business.
Oh, I see.
That's where I'm mixing it.
Okay, so you want to sell an information product that teaches me how to do my own driveway.
You got it.
No, you don't want to do that.
No?
No, I don't want to do my own driveway. I want to pay someone to do
my
driveway.
That's what I want.
Okay, well, now I'm trying to straighten you out.
So I put the DVD in this and sell the whole package.
What you would give me that's going to teach me how to do my own driveway can be used as your product to teach others how to do driveways and make money doing driveways. Are you with me? If you show me how to do my own driveway, you've really given me enough information for me to go do other driveways, haven't you?
Yeah, that's where I'm getting lost.
Okay, so people don't want to seal their own driveway. I don't want to go finding all this shit and getting a mixer and being in the hot sun sealing my driveway. That's why I'm going to pay you.
Right.
But show me how I can pay my $800 rent next month and how I can get started in a business that'll feed me and my family for 20 years. Show me how to seal driveways and how to run this as a business and how to seal a driveway every day and make $200 to $300 a day every day part time. That's something I'll pay for. Are you with me?
The wrong way.
Yeah, you went the wrong way. Now, people will pay a lot more money for a business opportunity than they will for a product that's going to show me how to seal my driveway.
I'm going to be taping a DVD of me sealing one.
Okay, right? And that's your product that you're selling. Let's say that kid you're going to talk to who doesn't have $800 for his rent.
That's my kid.
Okay, that's your kid. Let's say your kid is in a coffee shop and he flips through that magazine that you've got an ad that says, need rent money? Learn how to seal driveways and make $500 a day every day. Call 24 hours, record a message, blah, 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 blah. He needs rent money. Caught his attention. He needs a way to make money fast. So he calls your 24-hour recorded message. He hears, hi, I'm John. I've been sealing driveways after my dad taught me 20 years ago. I've sealed 200 driveways in the last whatever, and I want to show you how you can make $500 a day every day sealing driveways part-time. You don't need a lot of equipment. You don't need a lot of money to get started. After I show you how, in this free report, you'll be able to go out and make money yourself and pay your rent. I'm just ad-libbing, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
All right, so he orders your free report, and then you mail it to him, or you can direct him to your website if you have a website.
I'm not even 2 weeks into this.
That's fine. Start out with your free report. So he asks for your letter. He's interested. You mail him the letter, and the letter is a sales job about you, your story, how you've been sealing driveways, and how you want to teach others how to seal driveways, too.
Don't send the question and answer one?
Well, the question and answer, is that on how to seal your own driveway?
The question and answer is, will it protect my driveway? Yes. When's the best time to do it?
Okay, great. That is going to be part of your training that teaches your son how to start a business sealing driveways, because he needs to learn how to seal a driveway. That's going to be covered in your DVD when you're showing him how to do a driveway, right?
Yes, definitely.
See, all I need to know is how to go seal a driveway properly and quickly so I can get on to the next job. That's all I'm paying you for. I want to know, how do I do it without screwing up the driveway? Show me how to do it. I need that information in my head. And if I can do my own driveway, then I know I can do other driveways. Now I've got the ability to go make money. But now you need to show me how I'm going to get accounts. So you need to teach your person who's paying you $500 for your course or your seminar on how to get into the driveway sealing business, how to seal a driveway properly, fast, effectively, and then how to get people who want their driveway sealed. And if you can cover those two things, you've got a great product.
It sounds so simple. So I need another information letter. All I have is 6 questions and 6 answers.
Totally. You know what? You need someone like me to interview the hell out of you on how to seal a driveway.
You're good. I'm picking your brain on the computer listening to all this stuff.
It can be confusing.
And the guy with the air freshener, he's wasting money driving around.
That's right.
I don't like the way you talk.
That's how I tell anyone. Don't waste your time. All right, so does this make sense? You're not going to teach people how to seal their driveways. People don't want to know how to seal their driveways. They want it done for them, just like the consulting. When we sell consulting training, people don't really want to build and improve their business. They would really rather just pay someone and have them do it all. So now that I've got you turned around, your job really right now should be creating a very complete DVD information product that shows someone how to seal a driveway. Any driveway.
Yeah, I'm doing my own. When I go down to see my kids this weekend, I'm going to see my father. And matter of fact, he's giving me his clients that he can't do. He had a heart attack 2 months ago. So he'll give me his clients I can do work for. But I'm like, no, I'd rather just take me doing one. I have a nice camcorder.
Can your wife videotape you doing a driveway and talking at the same time?
No, not until I show the green.
Well, what does it cost to go out and videotape you doing a driveway?
Oh, nothing. I have all the equipment to tape. I'm just going to put a tape in and do it. She might tape me at my house 2 hours.
Will your son do it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not worried about getting taped.
Well, I'm saying get that product all put together.
Well, I'm putting at least 2 hours a day to get information. I went online, called up Driveway Sealing. I wanted to see if there's anything I missed, any legal things. I get some good information off it. Make my way settle.
Do it the way you've done it, just based on your experience. So there's not much research. You have your contacts. want your phone numbers, where you get the sealing, how you want to tell the people to make sure when they buy this stuff to see if the store will leave it on a pallet so you can drive by and just pick it up as needed so you don't have to store it at home.
Should I mention the driveway sealer company?
In the product, you got to show me where I'm going to get this stuff from.
I mean the brand name.
The brand name? Yeah, why not? You just say, I use this brand. Here's why.
Should I call that brand and see if they'll help me out? Like a back end on that?
Tell them you'd like to refer business over to them. Ask them if they need any more sales reps. Say, you think you can sell a ton of their sealer, would you be willing to pay a commission on the 5-gallon jugs of everyone you sell?
My father told me to ask that.
Yeah, absolutely. See if you can make money on the back end.
You know this stuff, Dad? He's like, no, but this is what you need to do.
Good, then listen to him. Another great thing to do would be have him tell you all about the business.
You said on one of your things, no matter what you say, record it. Get their permission, record it.
Yeah, tell your dad that you want to teach people how to seal driveways, and you couldn't think of anyone better to interview than you, and have your dad tell his whole story, and that would be a great addition to your product. They're going to be learning from the second-generation driveway sealing guy. All right, so your product is an information product, a seminar, a training on how to make money sealing driveways. That's what people are going to pay for, how to make money. Do you think your son wants to know how to seal his driveway or how to make money to pay his rent?
How to make it, because he's telling me, everyone down there needs it. He knows what to look for. He's done them with me. I said, what you run on that? Tell me to go do it. Oh, that's work.
All right, so number one, you got to get your product together. And now number two, you need a simple system that is proven to show someone how to get jobs, how to get people calling them. Take 200 number 10 envelopes, blank ones. Make up a letter that you can drop on 200 doors and see if you get a phone call for a sealing.
Quick letters, why you should sell it, or information about me?
Not information about you. Let's say I buy your system, okay? I now know how to seal driveways, but I don't want to go knock on doors, and I want a system that will show me how to get people with driveways who need sealing to call me to hire me to come do their driveway. So you need a letter that will get me to call. I'm the customer who wants my driveway sealed, you see? Look, let's say you just bought my package on how to seal driveways, and you know how to seal driveways, right?
Yeah.
But you don't do knocking on doors. You don't cold call. So what are you going to do? You need to know, well, okay, I know how to seal driveways, but how do I get a customer? You got to show these people who buy your opportunity how to get a customer without knocking on doors, because it's going to be much more appealing for them to buy it if they don't have to lift a finger to get a customer. What would you rather do, knock on doors or pay someone to go drop 100 letters on doorsteps?
Oh, yeah, I'd rather have them drop them off.
Okay, so you can just sit on your butt, and you're going to show them how to hire a flyer distribution company to go deliver.
I think it's just click on them a letter. How to make money sitting on their, you know what, at the kitchen table in their underwear, like Jeff Paul said.
That's right, to get the customer saying, I got your letter on my doorstep. You're right, my driveway is cracked to hell. I need someone to take care of this before it costs me $5,000 to repave the thing.
My mind's going crazy now. Much information plus talking to you.
I'll send you this recording so you can re-listen to it. I want you to have this straight in your head, because I know it's confusing. All right, the letter is the system that gets the customers to call the people who buy your system.
Right there, I lost. You say the letter is the system.
Okay, you just bought the system for me, okay? You now have my DVD. You now have everything you know how to seal a driveway,
I'm
right?
I'm lost before that. I'm lost at the letters.
Okay, I'm going to get to that. You want to start from the very beginning how it works? Let's just do this. It won't take long. Let's say you have no money for rent. You're sitting in a coffee shop. You're flipping through this ad that says, learn how to seal driveways. Make $500 a day every day. You call the ad. It's a 24-hour recording that says, need money for rent? Well, here's a way to earn $500 a day, sealing driveways every day. Call 24-hour recorded message. So you call the number, and it tells you a little bit about you and how you can make money sealing driveways. Leave your name, address, and phone number, and I'll mail you this free report. So you leave your name and address. 2 days later, a letter comes in the mail. This is a letter that says you had requested information on how to make money so you can pay your rent sealing driveways. Here is a whole training that will show you how you can go make money every day sealing driveways. So this is the sales letter that sells you on the course that's going to teach you how to make money sealing driveways. This is your product that you're going to sell for $500, your information product, your training. Are you with me there?
Not really. So it's that information letter that I'm putting out that I think I have all messed up. Plus, I'm not on my system. I'm at my J-O-B.
That's all right. The product you're going to sell to make money is a training that's going to teach people how to make money sealing driveways. That's your product. That's what you're going to make. That's your information product. It's a training on how to make money sealing driveways. You know how to make money sealing driveways, don't you?
Yep.
You've done it for 20 years part-time.
Okay.
That's what you're going to sell, your expertise. You're going to package it up into a course. That's why you're going to make the DVD. That's why you're going to list all your suppliers, where you get your supplies.
I can handle the course.
Okay, so that's your product. That's what you're selling, right?
That letter that I'm going to be sending out.
I don't want you to get confused with the letters. But how are you going to sell your information product? You got to sell it through a letter. A letter is going to sell the course for you. And that letter is sent out after the guy calls your 24-hour recorded message. Let's start from the beginning. How are you going to sell your information product? You've got this course put together. It's all in a box. You've got your DVD. You've got your supplier contact. So there, you've got your course, right?
Yes.
Well, how are you going to sell it? You're going to run a small classified ad in that paper you were talking about, right?
There's a couple, yep.
Are you going to get people to call? They're going to hear your 24-hour recorded message. Then they're going to leave their address so you can mail them a letter. The letter is selling them on why they should buy your course. That's your sales letter that gets them to say, yes, I want your information course that you put together based on your years of experience. Here's $500. So they pay you $500 for your course, and you mail them the course, the DVD, everything, right?
Okay, I think it's coming into play. The system you're talking, it's the letter that I send out after they inquire.
Yeah, the letter they send out after they inquire is what's going to sell them on your course.
Okay, now that's going to have stuff with me in it, how long I've been doing it, why and why not to do it.
Yeah, now the letter that made you buy Jeff Paul's information was an infomercial. He just did it through an infomercial. That was the sales pitch that got you to pick up the phone and buy it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to do an infomercial, but you're going to sell through a letter in the mail. You see, you inquired for Jeff Paul's stuff after you saw an information product. His was a one step. You turned on the TV, you saw this infomercial, there was an 800 number, you ordered. One step. Yours is different. Yours is a two step. You're going to do a small classified ad, get them to call, raise their hand, says, I need money. Then your infomercial is the letter you send out after they leave their information.
So I don't tell them how to do it on this letter.
No. No. You tell them what's in it for them. Why should they give you $500 for your course? Why did you give up $29 for Jeff Paul's course?
Because I know I can do this.
Do what? Make money, right?
Yeah.
You bought it because you want to know how he did it. You want to know his secrets. You want to know how he made money in the information product business, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're selling the same thing to somebody. People want to know how you did it. How did you make money sealing driveways? And that's what they're going to pay you for.
Should I put a good day that I had that's truthful on there?
In your sales letter, you want to tell stories, absolutely. You want to tell them just based on your experience.
I got it. It all just came to me. Tell them how we did the whole street.
Say, listen to this. If you don't believe that you can make money sealing driveways, listen to this story. Tell me the story how you did the whole street.
We started with one driveway.
Where were you?
Franklin, Mass.
Was it a sunny day?
It was in the fall. They were playing a Patriots game in Foxborough when they had Foxborough Stadium.
Who are you with?
I was with my father.
Were you on a job?
My father has a landscape business, and we were doing driveway sealing. And he called me up, and I went up with him for the weekend to do some driveways. And he was showing me how to start to seal driveways. And we started with one that he had a customer he was doing of lawn cutting for lawn maintenance. After he finished the lawn maintenance, the gentleman then came out and said, hey, can you seal the driveway? He said, yeah, I do that. So we sealed that.
But right there on the spot. You had everything on the truck?
He went and got it while we were finishing up the lawn from the local hardware store where we got our...
Was this the first one you had done with him?
Not the first one that I've done. It was a few after.
How old were you?
Probably 17, 18.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't have a regular job at that time?
Just part-time job, making ends meet.
All right, and you were working with your dad?
Yes.
All right, so that's pretty cool. You saw your dad make some quick money doing a lawn and making some real good money sealing a driveway.
I think the amazing part, when he got back and we started doing it, we were almost finished, and a neighbor came over and wanted theirs done. So we looked at the clock, hey, it's 11:30, let's do that.
Now, how did the neighbor know what you were doing? Was there a sign in the yard?
Yes, we put a sign up, driveway sealed by Scott, which is my father's name.
So your dad knew that having a sign in the yard while you were doing the job could bring you additional business.
He said a business with no sign is a sign of no business.
That's awesome. So your dad probably learned that lesson a long time ago.
Yeah, he's been around.
And does he have a sign on his truck?
He puts magnet one on the doors.
There you go. So you're doing the driveway. The neighbor walks out and inquired about it. And did your dad sell him on the spot?
Yeah, they didn't even worry about the price. They just wanted to beautify and protect the driveway.
Do you remember how much they paid, even though it was a long time ago?
Second one or the first one?
Let's say the first one and then the second one.
The first one was $310.
So were you able to make at least $200 net profit to put in your pocket on that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then the second one, how much was that one?
The second one was about $210 to $220. I'm not sure on the second one.
Okay, and how long did it take to do that first one, to seal it, after you got it?
The first one, maybe an hour and a half.
Okay, so an hour and a half, you and your dad worked on it together?
Yes.
In an hour and a half, you guys each made about $100.
Yeah, it's your materials.
And then the second one, you had all the materials all there and ready to go, and did you knock the second one out right away?
Yeah, because he likes to pick up extra, because you buy them by the pallet at the local hardware store, so there's no inventory.
All the sealant.
Yep.
Now, does this stuff stink? Is it strong chemicals?
Non-hazardous. It's like a latex. You can wash it with warm, soapy water.
So then you did the second driveway. Did your dad move the sign from the first driveway to the second yard?
Don't remember that.
All right. And were there cars driving by while you were doing the driveway?
Yeah, it's a regular road. People just drive. It wasn't a busy, busy road. It was like a side street. And the regular neighbors drove by. And when we almost finished with the other one, the next neighbor came.
Right next door.
Yeah.
What time of day was it? Do you remember?
It was around 1:30 because it took us about 2 hours.
Was it on a weekend?
Yes, on a Saturday.
So on a Saturday is a good time because people are home.
Oh, yes. We ended up doing a total of 7 houses. It's just amazing how we pumped out 7.
7 houses. The neighbors kept coming out.
Some were quick. Some might have took a little longer. Remember how long it took, but we started around 8 in the morning, and we were done when it started getting dark.
So how much did you guys make that day?
Maybe $2,500 to $2,800 to $3,000 for that one day.
That's awesome. So do you think anybody could do this?
Anybody and anyone.
Once they know how.
As long as you don't have a bad back.
Can you tell me, what are the benefits for someone who owns a driveway? Why should someone get their driveway sealed? And what is sealing a driveway? I've never even heard of it.
If you seal your driveway, you're going to protect it and make it last longer, at least another 10 years anyways, on the basic manufacturers when they first put a driveway in. And most people don't seal it until it's too late. If it rains and water gets underneath, it will puddle up, it will freeze and cause damage to the driveway up top, causing frosties. Before you know it, you'll have to replace your driveway.
And how much does it cost to replace the driveway?
Years back, maybe 5 or 6 to resurface was $1,500 to $2,000 to add an inch and a half of tar on a regular standard driveway.
And when you're looking at a driveway, what are some of the warning signs that says this driveway needs to be sealed fast?
If there's little cracks in it.
Little cracks are sure signs of wearing.
Yes, there's grooves in between. If you put water on it and it starts to puddle up, it could be soaking in there causing severe damage.
And what is this sealer stuff? What's this gook you're putting on it?
It's driveway sealer compound. You can get them at any hardware store. It's a latex. It's clean. You can wash with warm, soapy water.
Is it clear?
No, it goes on brown and dries jet black. It looks like a brand new driveway.
Okay, this is only for asphalt driveways.
Yes.
What about cement driveways? Do you do anything for that?
Nope, haven't touched cement driveways yet.
But maybe down the road you could show someone how to do cement driveways?
Yes, and nowadays they got colors, so if you want a different color on your driveway, you put dye in it.
Oh, really? So could you do a cement driveway if I said, I want this thing sealed and you can do a tan color? Could you do that over cement?
Don't know about the cement.
Okay, but this is really for asphalt.
This is for hardtop.
Now, where I am, there's lots of cement driveways. I don't see too many hardtop asphalt.
You're in the palm tree.
So where you are, it's all asphalt.
I'm northeast, yeah.
All the driveways like that?
I'll say 90%, so I'll take that ratio, 9 out of every 10 houses.
Okay, so you see what we did? You just told your story. Now, I'm going to send you this recording. You can have it transcribed. So as you were talking about your dad and that first time that you sealed all those driveways and you got 7 of them, you want to have that transcribed, and you can include that story in your sales letter.
Okay. Also put his stuff that I'm going to tape in it.
Oh, absolutely. You want to just tell stories in your letter. You want to show people and demonstrate how you've done it in the past, and a great way in demonstrating it is just telling stories from your own experience, and that's a great story to include. And then by the time you get to the end, you just basically say, I know you've read some of my stories about sealing driveways, and it's probably hard to believe, but it really is that simple. And if you order my course, I'm going to tell you all my other stories. I'm going to give you a list of all my suppliers. I'm going to walk you through step by step exactly how to do this business. In fact, I'm going to even include a 1-hour consultation certificate where you can call me on the phone, pick my brain. If you have any problems, I want you to know I'm here for you, and you can call me anytime, and I'll walk you through this easy business if you're willing to follow my instructions. Does this all make sense now?
It does.
Now, I'm going to send you a recording. You listen to it again, and it'll even come clear. One thing we did leave out that you were getting confused on, and I want to touch on this because this is really going to be important. If someone's going to pay you $500 for your course, they don't want to go knocking on doors. Their biggest question in their head is, how do I get customers? Okay, and I asked you how, and you said, well, my dad had an account. Well, a guy buying the course doesn't have a dad who's already in the landscaping business. He needs to know, how is he going to get customers from the time he's ready to seal driveways? How do you going to get business? And this is really critical that you answer this question and come up with a simple method that can show them how to do that. So when I was giving you the example of taking a number 10 envelope and putting a letter, this letter is not designed to sell your course. It's designed to sell the homeowner on getting their driveway sealed or calling for a free estimate. This is the letter that's going to get people to call you, that anyone who buys your course can copy and go put in envelopes in their own neighborhood to get the people that they dropped the letter in to call them to seal the driveway. It's going to get them business. Are you with me? When I buy your course, you showed me how to seal a driveway, but you haven't showed me how I'm going to get business, have you?
Nope.
What are you going to show me that's going to get me business? And I'm saying you need to go test what I'm telling you. You got to put a letter together that's going to sell the homeowner on why they should get their driveway sealed. So they call me. If I own your course and I want to know, well, how am I going to go get business, but you showed me in your course this letter, and you tell me to go put them in these envelopes and to call a fire distribution company to go put them on the doors of the neighborhood that I want to potentially work in so the homeowners will call me, and then I go do their driveway. I think if you re-listen, you'll get it. You got to show me how am I going to get business. Let's just start over. In the course, you're going to show me how to seal driveways. That's fine. But I want to know how to get business. How are you going to tell me to go get business? See, in Jeff Paul's course, Jeff Paul shows you how to create and sell an information product once you go through that. He shows you how to do it. He teaches you how to get people to call you. But in your course, what are you going to show me that's going to teach me how I can get customers for my business?
Okay. It all boils down to the letter that I give to the people at first.
No, that's for selling your course.
That's the information letter.
That's your product that sells your $500 information course.
I meant the letter that I'm going to put to these people and mail out.
You're talking about the letter to sell your training, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's separate. That's fine. But now that the person bought your training, we're past that. I got your letter. I love the idea. I paid you $500. You sent me the training. I've got everything here in my box, right? I've already bought your system. You've got your money, right?
Okay.
So I've got your DVD that shows me how to seal a driveway, but you haven't showed me how am I going to get customers. What are you going to tell me in the course? How am I going to go get my customers?
Well, you're going to, like you told me, be the first one. See who is delivering the flyers. Get a hold of the company who is, ask them who's distributing, and get a hold of them, and let's try with 200 number 10 envelope and put our information in that and send it out.
The information is what?
That's where I'm losing it.
Okay, that information in that envelope is the letter that gets the homeowner to call me to saying, I got your letter, my driveway is cracked, I'm interested in having a free quote on having my driveway sealed. All the people buying your information product, you want to be able to show them how to get all these homeowners calling them to have their driveway sealed, right? Or what's the point of buying your course? If you don't show me how I'm going to get business, then what's the point of me buying your course?
Say I do a 200, and I get 20 responses back saying I'm interested in getting my driveway sealed.
Yeah.
I don't go and do it, do I?
So I was the guy that sold you the course, and you bought the course from me. Let's say you needed money for rent.
Oh, first, I'm just going to run an ad. I'm not going to put anything else.
No, don't get confused with selling your course. You're getting confused. All right, let's start over. I already bought your course. Just pretend with me.
Okay.
I already bought your course. I own it. I paid you $500. You made money already. That's what you're selling. You're selling an information course. Are you with me?
Yeah, I think it's slowly.
Okay, your product is your course. It's your information product. I paid you $500 for your DVD and all your information. That's what you sold, so you made $450. That's in your pocket. Now, that's what you're selling. You're selling the information on how to make money stealing driveways. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, that's your product.
See, when we were talking and to put the 200 envelopes, I thought, that's what I'm going to do next.
No, that's not for you.
Oh, okay. That's where I was losing.
Okay, now I want you to understand this. So you sold me the product. I paid you $500. You put in your pocket $450. That's your information product. That's what I'm encouraging you to develop and sell, an information product on how to seal driveways, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got your money now. Now, here I am. I'm the customer. I bought your course, right?
Yep.
Now, you've taught me how to seal a driveway, but you haven't taught me how am I going to get customers.
I understand you.
Okay, so that letter we're talking about is for me to use to go get customers for my new driveway sealing business.
You're absolutely right.
There you go.
Now, when does that letter go out?
Okay, well, I've bought your course. I've watched your DVD. I've learned how to seal driveways. I know how to do it. I've done it on my own driveway. I'm gung-ho. I'm ready to go. What do I do? Well, I need to go get some customers. I'm open for business, right?
Yeah.
So in the course, you showed me a great technique that's going to get people calling me who want their driveway sealed. And this technique that you taught me in the course is you taught...
That goes in with the course.
Yeah, you're going to show me how to do it. You're going to give me a master of the letter. So in the course, you're going to say, well, here's the letter that you want to take and photocopy 200 copies. Then you go get number 10 white envelopes. And then you have your letter folded. And then you insert them in the envelope. Then you lick and close the envelope. Then you call a flyer distribution service. And you have them come pick up your 500 envelopes or 200 envelopes. And you get them to drop these letters off, or you can do it yourself, on the front door of the neighborhood you want to target. And then you sit back and wait for your phone to ring.
That letter that you just talked about goes in with my information.
Yeah, that's part of your course, because you're teaching me...
Sorry for tying you up.
That's okay. That's right.
I thought that's what I'm doing.
No. Well, let's think about it. Doesn't it make it more attractive for people to buy if you've given me a simple way I can sit on my ass and get people calling me to have their driveway sealed?
That saves you from even writing up an ad. Go to the post office and do all that other stuff.
That's right. You're teaching me one powerful way to get clients, and you may have five or six, and there are. There's many ways to get clients. And what I'm saying to you now, you should try this yourself to see if it works. Even if you don't want to seal driveways yourself, go put out 500 envelopes with a letter inside that sells the customer on sealing the driveway.
I thought I was following up pretty good on the steps. Like I said, I was using his 800 numbers and what to do. I took a donut recipe, just something to get me going.
Forget the donut recipe. What are you going to sell a donut recipe for?
$4.95.
Forget it.
$9.95. It's on real-time DVD. My mom's going to make them.
You know what? There's not enough margins in it.
Okay.
Do you think your son, who needs rent $800 this month, or he's going to be out on the street, is more interested in a donut recipe or how to make money for his rent?
Yep, the rent. It was just something I was going to start with.
It's a good idea. What I'm saying is you've got a great product already within you from your experience. You've got stories. You've got proof. You've done it for 20 years, and your dad can stand behind it, second-generation driveway sealer. You get him involved. You guys do it together.
How do you come up with a price on an item like this?
Well, your market will determine it. Jeff Paul should have some sample letters in his course. If you see, he usually offers a deluxe package and a basic.
Yeah, there's a couple of packages you've got to pay for to get more stuff from him.
That's right. So you can have a basic package for $379. You've got to figure, what's your cost of the product? To put your product together is nothing going to be but a three-ring binder, your DVD. Your product cost is only going to be about $10, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
All right, so you sell it for $379 for the basic, and then for the deluxe, they get the DVD, and they get in 2 hours consultation with you if they need you.
Oh, so don't offer the DVD at first?
If that's going to be your main how-to, you need to offer that. I'm just saying, make a deluxe and make a basic. The basic will give them everything they need, but the deluxe will have some added bonuses.
I got you.
Let's say you get your kid to go videotape you doing 5 driveways. You know, just add more value to your deluxe. Are you with me?
Yes,
your next step should be, why don't you go check this publication that you're thinking about, this landscaping publication. Go see what it costs to run a little classified ad in the back and find out when it runs and run it and make the ad like this. $500 a day, part-time, sealing driveways. Call, 24-hour recorded message.
Should I put 24 hours?
Yes. You want 24-hour recorded message because it's going to be a voicemail. You need to set up a voicemail.
I'm working on it.
Okay, so once you get your voicemail number, can you get an 800 voicemail?
Yeah, right now I've got to get some money to get that together.
Okay, well, get some money to get an 800 voicemail, and then once you have your 800 number, you put it in there. You want 24 hours because people know there's not going to be a person selling them something on the other end. Okay. They want a non-threatening recording. Yeah, 24-hour toll-free recorded message and have the 800 number there. Just call 24-hour free recorded message. That's it. So $500 a day, part-time, sealing driveways, call 24-hour free recorded message, period.
No email?
No, just a phone number.
I like my email I got.
Don't worry about your email. There's time for that later.
Okay.
That should be your ad. Find out if it's $20 or $30 to run. Run it. Get your 800 number set up, and let's see what happens before you even shoot your video and stuff.
Okay, I'm going to probably be calling you back or emailing you.
All right, call me back. We'll do a case study on this, all right?
Thank you for your time today.
All right, I'll email you a link where you can re-listen to it. I'm going to edit it, and we'll use it somewhere on the site. It'll be a good one.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's the end of this recording with John Carty on how to create an information product, Ceiling Driveways. It's Michael with Michael Sunoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Sunoff with Michael Sunoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Sunoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Sunoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Sinoff here with another tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sinoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.